So we are recording now, and Fran, for starters, will you state your name and your title? And yeah, your name and your title.
I'm Fran Grath. I'm an event coordinator, president, jack of all trades for the 37th Great Pershing Balloon Derby.
Well, will you just explain to me a little bit about what's going to be happening at this year's Balloon Derby?
Yes, these are sanctioned events, and they are actually held out in a big field, and we will be flying Saturday, Sunday, and Monday mornings, and those flights are at 7 a.m., and we fly Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and those flights are at 6 p.m., and after the afternoon flights, we have a big, it's called the Memorial Launch Site Nightlight, and it's like a big glow. 20 or so balloons will stand up and glow, and that's basic balloon flights.
Okay, and tell me a little bit more about these balloon flights. Like, is it something that professionals are doing, or can people ride along in them? What's going on?
The fact that they are sanctioned events means that they will be going for points. The points get them to the nationals. We do have people that ride with them. Each sponsor, these are all sponsored by local businesses and such, and they do take up a rider. Once, you know, throughout, but they would have five races, and so they don't always have a rider every time, but the balloonists are used to taking up a crew person or something, but it's not for general public getting rides since they are sanctioned.
All right. Now, there's also Mrs. Balloon Derby and Queen and all that. Will you tell me a little bit about that?
That would be Thursday night, and it will be held inside, this time at the Park Baptist Church. What do we call that room? Okay. We call that the Park Baptist Fellowship Hall. Sorry, I'm a Methodist. There will be not only the Queen Contest, but there will be a talent show. And they start at the age of 4 and go all the way up to the age of 21 for the normal contestants. And then the Mrs. Balloon Derby can be any age group. But they do formals, casual wear, and we always have a very good beauty contest.
All right. And like all good festivals, there's a parade, correct?
Of course. And ours is called the Balloonist Parade. On the Saturday, we kick off Saturday besides the balloon flights downtown. We have a big craft show. There's food. There's a baby show. And right at noon, we have a big parade. And it has all of the pilots participate, and they dress up their balloon trailers and their chase crew bands and stuff, and they participate in the parade. So it's a really nice one. But everybody is invited to get in it if they want. We don't have any restrictions on it.
All right, Fran, and are there any other events of note that you'd like to mention?
Well, we do host a free dance on Saturday night at the Elks Club. It's old rock and roll, midlife crisis. We do have some afternoon entertainment at the gazebo that's also free between 1 and 3 o'clock, and it's Charlie Sings Country, and Friday night. Gosh, almost forgot the very first thing that goes on here. Friday night on South Main Street. It's called the South Main Night Fling. We will have 6 balloons this year, one of them being Tweety and one of them being Sylvester, a couple of shapes. And they will stand up on South Main Street, and they will glow. And this is a free event. People can get out on the streets and talk to them and, be around the baskets. And they just tether for an hour and a half or so.
All right, neat. Well, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, I guess if there's anything else they might be looking for, they can go to our website, PershingBalloonDerby.com, and there's a lot of history on there, and there's a flyer on there that, you can look at it. We have some really great-looking T-shirts this year, and lime green is our main color this year. So I just hope that everybody enjoys coming out.